The whites blamed Andrew's death on overmedication while under the care of both government and private doctors. White's mother said she was carefully administering Andrew's daily medication intake. Andrew's father, Stan, remarked that the family now refers to the three drugs Andrew had been taking as the lethal cocktail. Stan commented, "It's antidepressants, antipsychotics, and analgesics. It's just overloading, and your body can't take it." His wife added, "He was taking exactly what the VA told him to take. He made that choice to trust the VA, and that trust cost him his life." A spokesperson told ABC News that the VA investigated Andrew White's death and concluded his doctors had met the community standards of care and so had done nothing wrong. Still, the Army's Surgeon General's office admitted it was working toward better communication between soldiers, their families, commanders, and healthcare specialists. Andrew White is not the only soldier who has died from PTSD medications. At least three other war veterans died in their sleep within weeks of each other in the same part of West Virginia in 2008. San Diego neurologist Dr. Fred Bauman became intrigued by the unusual deaths. "Young men in their 20s don't just die in their sleep," he reasoned. Despite no access to medical files, Bauman compiled a list from news reports of some 300 military deaths linked to sudden heart attacks. The common thread between the hundreds of deaths was the use of antipsychotics and antidepressants, which, depending on type and quantity, are known to cause sudden cardiac arrest. When not causing physical harm, these drugs have also been connected to severe emotional distress, the very issue against which they allegedly protect. North Carolinians John and Mary Nahas found their son, Iraq War veteran Michael Nahas, bleeding in the bathtub from a suicide attempt. The Nahases believed his behavior was the result of a toxic blend of prescription drugs, including oxycodone, Xanax, Percocet, Klonopin, Celexa, Lunesta, and Ambien. "We noticed a decline in his personality from the drugs," explained Mary. "They changed cognition and behavior. We noticed anger. He just couldn't think straight." In 2013, the Pentagon released a study of military suicides entitled Risk Factors Associated with Suicide in Current and Former U.S. Military Personnel. This study was based on current and former soldiers' responses to a variety of questions. However, while the study concluded that mental health problems, including manic depressive disorder, depression, and alcoholism, played a major role in military suicides, none of the questions specifically covered prescribed psychiatric drugs. In fact, the words drugs and medication do not appear at all in the study's questionnaire.